Now, sometimes you get somebody that needs a little convincing. Let me tell you a funny story. I'm telling you some horror stories from my early days in selling when I was pretty intense kind of guy. And I remember one time I went to a particular person's home selling those tape programs I told you about. And this man was the kind of person that would have you come to your home and let you do 2.5 hours and agree with you but be lying. And at the end, just do the whole thing just for some entertainment. Have you ever had somebody like that?
Yeah.
Who wanted you to do your presentation just for entertainment, and he was vindictive. He treated me horribly. But then just as I was about to, like, you know, just think this guy's a jerk and I'm going to leave, he'd treat me nice again, only enough to keep me there so he could beat me up some more. So after I've done, he keeps asking me questions too to make me give him every answer. So after about 2.5, maybe 3 hours of presentation in his home, he finally says, "I agree with everything you said." And his objection is, "Albums are more durable than cassettes." Now, I decided at this point that if he was going to continue to push this point in spite of the facts, I was going to give him a real experience that that was not true. And at the time, Saturday Night Fever was a brand new movie that had just come out. And this man had the brand new album of Saturday Night Fever sitting there. And I said, "Is what you're saying to me then, sir, is that that album you've got there is more durable than this cassette?" I said, "Because look what I can do with this cassette." And I threw it on the ground. I ran over and stomped on it. Picked it back up and said, "You can play it." He said, "Yes, it's more durable." I said, "You're saying that if I picked up the album, put it there, ran, landed right on it, that it would still be fine?" He said, "Absolutely." I said, "Great." I reached over, I lifted it off, I sat on the ground, and before he couldn't even believe I was going to do it, I ran and splat, destroyed that thing into about 1,000,000 pieces. Made it very real for him. He then called the police, and I moved on. The point is that what we have to do is obviously make elegant choices about when to make things real and how to make them real. But I do want you to know, the more real you make things, the quicker you can convince them. In that case, I assumed the sale, and the sale was that I should leave now. So, tales of Anthony Robbins and his early days of selling at the age of 17. My last statement to you, I guess, in this section would be really simple. I'd say, listen, what have we done so far? We are now beginning to really compel people. In this stage of compelling, what we're really doing is making things real and assuming the sale. Next, if an objection comes up, we're going to turn it around. We're going to convert that into a commitment, and then we're just going to make it super easy for them to buy. The easier we make it, the better it'll be for them, and we're going to create a future, because we don't want to just make a sale. What we want is a person who's going to be in our life for a long time. We want a friend, and potentially a friend who can really help us to build our business while we help enhance the quality of their life. So that's where we're going. We're in the final stages now of compelling. But what I want you to do first is, I want you to start right now, just take an extra couple minutes, and I want you to sit down and come up with what are some unique ways that you could absolutely get someone to experience owning your product already. What are some questions you could ask? You know, traditional ones that have been taught in the past that are good, let's say in the real estate market, is don't walk in there and say, "So, how do you like the living room?" You walk in and ask a question where they feel like they own it. You walk in and say, "I'm curious, where would you put the couch? Whose bedroom would this be? You know, whose bedroom would this be? Where would you put this? Where would you do that?" Where, in order to answer it, they have to imagine owning the home, and now it becomes more real for them. So I want you to do two things, I guess, really, in the exercise here. Number one, what are some ways you can get people visually, auditorily, kinesthetically, olfactory, meaning smells, gustatory, meaning taste? How can you get all those involved in making your product's benefits real to a person, even if it's intangible? I want you to brainstorm some ideas out. Even if they're not good, brainstorm them out. And secondly, I'd like you to design at least 5 questions that, in answering these questions, what happens is the customer experiences the value of your product right now and the experience that they've already bought it. Let's do that, and let's come back to the next stage. We're into the final stretch here. Step number 9, how to convert objections into commitments. The thing that probably most of you have been waiting for, but by the way, one of the easiest things in the world to do, and something that will be easy for you to remember, and actually, it'll be fun. I can promise you that when we're done showing you how to handle objections, you'll actually get excited when somebody gives you an objection. But first, let's make sure you can make it real so we have all these steps in order.
Great. So have you already started thinking of some ways to make it real for people? I hope you have. Okay, your assignment today is in 2 parts. Step number 1, brainstorm some ideas to utilize all 5 senses, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, olfactory, and taste, to associate people to your product's benefits. And step number 2, brainstorm at least 5 questions that get the customer to feel like they already own your product right now. Now, remember the motorcycle story that I told you earlier? It's a great example of what we're talking about here. Remember what the salesman did? He had me associate to what it was like when I used to ride. He had me associate to what it was going to be like in the future as well. He had me think about what the wind was going to be like in my face, and the smells of the exhaust and nature all around, the sound of the pipes blasting off in my ear as I blasted down the road. I mean, I was there, and there was no way I was going to walk out of there without that motorcycle, and I did. So, now it's your turn. Have fun with this, and I'll be back tomorrow for Session 9, entitled Convert Objections into Commitments.